Sounds like Jesse could have used one of those driverless cars. That was a very interesting point Sarita Mayor Tom Murphy made about the mining industry being one of the driving forces of these driverless cars. That would be a great application, I would think, for a driverless car. Welcome back, gentlemen, to the program. We have turned this entire hour into a Travel Arizona staycation, and the only place you can register is at rosieonthehouse.com/travelaz. Link right off of our homepage at rosieonthehouse.com. We pick our winner once a month. You then pick your destination in Arizona. We put together a weekend, and it all starts off at Sanderson Ford in Glendale. You just get yourself to that location. They're on 51st Avenue, south of Glendale on Maryland. And you pick out your vehicle of choice from the test lot, and you go to your location of choice. Now, that's actually going to change next year. We're putting together, we're just trying something different. This is now our 8th or 9th year running this staycation promotion, and we've always let the winner select where they're going. Well, that's turned into a moving target constantly, and when they pick it, there might already be blackout dates at hotels, or they're already booked up, and accommodations aren't possible. And so it's what we've done this time is we've, as a team, everyone had to submit, where would you want to go in Arizona in January? Where do you want to go in Arizona in February, et cetera? And we've put together, here's what you're entering to win in January. We're going to send you to the Monte Vista and Flagstaff. You're going to have a ski passes at Snow Bowl. You're going to have a gift certificate to Babbitt's to pick out, you know, if you're looking for a snowboard or new skis or you need some gloves, get you equipped. You're going to take it in your, so we can increase the accommodations and the experience because we're planning a year ahead of time instead of, you know, Mr. Johnson calls back and says, hey, yeah, I want to go this weekend and I'm going here. Well, it's been booked out for 2 months, Mr. Johnson. We can't help you. So if you don't want to go skiing in Flagstaff, well, just don't enter for January. So TravelAZ, rosieonthehouse.com/TravelAZ. The only place you can register. And we're going to go back to Green Valley because we have the Sarita Pecan Festival coming up on Veterans Day. What's so more American that you've got Veterans Day and a local pecan orchard that's the biggest in the state? Gentlemen, tell us. I've already put it on my calendar. I've emailed the team during the break. Whatever's on that November 11th clear off, we're going to Green Valley.
Well, that sounds
that would be the place
Rose
to be,
Romy.
We'll go to Jim first, and then we'll let Mr. Tom finish.
Yeah, you know, the pecan fields here, they've got the largest vertically integrated operation there. In other words, they grow them there, they then process them, they market them, and then they ship them out. And it's one of the largest in the world, not even in the state. And their market, believe it or not, is in Asia. Demand for pecans on that side of the world is just incredible. So a large portion actually are exported. So it's an interesting situation. But Tom can tell you a little more about pecan days, the pecan day, that they have there, because they've got a lot of interesting things.
Yes, it's and actually it's one of our bigger signature events in the town. They estimate in that one day, November 11th, there will be around 20,000 people that will attend. And again, if you're looking at the town, which is around 28,000, it's a great benefit for our community. And they do tractor pulling things and historic ways of harvesting. They have a run through the pecan groves. So it's a really great family-friendly event that happens every year. And the weather obviously couldn't be any more perfect around that time of the year.
Mayor Tom Murphy of Sorita, thank you. Jim Walker, owner of KGVY, our Southern Arizona radio affiliate, now broadcasting our 7 o'clock hour up through our open line hour at the end of 9 o'clock. Thank you, gentlemen.